You are listening to The Hoist here on Sin. You are hanging out with me, Blake, and we have a guest in we're going to get into in just a second. Just before then, we played you the latest track from Juice Webster, You Come Not to Hurt Me, and up the top there, we played Head Alone. Now, I am very, very lucky because we I am joined in the studio from Ash, from the band Even, who are celebrating a massive bloody milestone next Thursday night, celebrating their 25th anniversary. And so we are going to have all things that. Ash, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Blake. How are you?
I'm very, very well. So, but firstly, happy birthday. It's been a quarter of a century since you guys first took the stage at North Fitzroy's Empress of India Hotel. Now, quick question, does that place still exist?
It still exists. It's not a gig anymore. It's got a nice kitchen now. But, gee, we were trying to do a gig there this year to commemorate the anniversary, but alas, there's no gigs there.
Yeah, but, and of course, you do have the Seven Records as well. So, you guys excited to jump back on stage and just have a bit of fun?
Well, we are, because we don't play as much as we did, 20 years ago, 15 years ago even. So, it's just great to reconnect and play the songs, because it's like starting up a car, I guess. You want to make sure that the engine's always ticking over. So, we play frequently enough to be in some kind of shape, but
yeah,
it is exciting. It's good.
100%, 100%. So, of course, they do have the seven studio albums. Now you are picking this set to do for next week. How does it work? How are you going to narrow down a sort of, 15 to 20 songs, maybe not even that, from your seven records?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've got seven full-length records, so I reckon at least two songs from each record, so that's 14 songs already, and then a couple of... I think we're just going to go lowest common denominator, not try and be fancy and bombard the audience with any new stuff. There's only one new song anyway, so that's kind of easy. I think we'll just pick the ones that we feel have had the most popularity over time.
Yeah, 100%. So you obviously have the solid reputation of being one of the Australia's most adored bands emerging from the 90s. You haven't really stopped since. What's sort of the credit to upholding you, the longevity in yourself and is the band's career?
It's a great question. I think possibly having intermittent breaks from the band, although the band has never had an official hiatus. We've always been active. Sometimes our breaks are enforced by our respective workloads in other areas.
Yep.
I play in other bands, and Wally plays in the Meanies, and Matt lives in a very remote community called Kintore. So we are remote enough from each other to enjoy getting back together and playing.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, like, you sort of come away a little bit and you maybe even come in with a fresh new perspective on potentially making music.
Absolutely.
Or with your live stuff and sort of things like that. So you do have a recent single. It was released earlier this year, Mark the Days. Can you tell us a little bit about the track?
Well, I think I had a conscious plan to have the band recorded as we sound as live as possible. So when we tracked the song, we were playing live, the three of us. I mean, my vocal didn't go down because I was sort of yelping like a sick dog. But the guitar and bass and drums all went down live, and the guitar solo and guitar tracks that you hear with the drum track is what happened on that afternoon. I think Wally fixed a couple of bass notes up. We did a vocal. Wally did a vocal. And that's it. Like, I wanted to go for something really simple, and I don't feel the need to reinvent any genres of music. So if anything, it was more of a throwback to what we sounded like in the 90s, or what we might have sounded like.
Yeah, 100%. And of course, is this a bit of a sneaking hint on any more music to come?
I hope so. And I hope, in my head, I hope it's to take the similar path, because we have experimented with a more lush production sound in the past, like A Different High and In Another Time. Those albums were a bit more lush. And we had strings, we had keyboards, we had guest vocalists, and although those things are good in essence, I feel now that we're at our most productive and most potent, for want of a better word, when it's just three of us bashing it out. A few overdubs, mix it, bang.
Yeah, it's just a simplistic way. I guess it sort of makes you guys as a band as well, sort of, you know, not being going about things in a too hard a way. You sort of just using as something you might say back in the school, you kind of use the KISS method, the keep it simple, stupid method.
Mate, that's a great template for me because I grew up on that stuff, you know, despite the misogynist lyrics. I grew up on KISS and ABBA and the Beatles and something that, you know, pretty simple, like sophisticated songwriting, but also simple songwriting.
Yeah, 100%. So Even's music is fueled by sparking guitar melodies, splendid power pop hooks, which is definitely true. Do you think the charm of Even's Is that sort of what your charm is, and is that what you think maybe brings your fans back and wants to, you know, is wants to hear new music from you guys?
I really don't know, because I can't really speak on their behalf, because I don't know what the supporters of our band are thinking. But I think, I'm hoping there's an authenticity attached to what we do. You know, I might have been guilty of being pretentious in the past in certain areas, and maybe overreaching at times musically, or maybe underachieving. So I hope there's an authenticity that people can relate to, and they can see that we're just three guys from the suburbs of Melbourne making music. We're not pretending to be anything we're not. But that said, we hopefully convey something that's legitimate and authentic, and maybe as an antidote to the amount of music that's out there today, we want something to be real and tangible. And that's also part of the reason why we don't flood the market with music. You know, we sort of do it sparingly.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really good positive way to go about that. Now, we are going to be playing the track Mark the Days. Is there anything else you can tell us about the track before we do play it?
I guess getting back to the simplistic approach, I think I wanted to do something that was kind of unapologetic.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I was a bit guarded and cagey about the influences that I had in my 20s and 30s, but now that I'm, you know, hurtling towards 50, it's like, I don't care anymore. This is it.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, and how, I guess, before we sort of jump into the song, how, I guess, do songwriting processes change, obviously, over the last 25 years you've been part of this band?
Incredibly, like with the advent of technology, songs can be constructed purely with a mouse and a laptop. I've done a little bit of that in the past. Our third album, A Different High, was recorded in that similar way. Matt came down and played drums to some pre-existing tracks, and we edited it all together for a lot of the songs. But this, the last album and Saturn Returns and this new single, we wanted to hark back to what we did back in the 90s. Go into a room, learn the song, record the song with minimal editing.
Yep. Yeah. And do those kind of tracks come about a lot quicker than, say, one where you're kind of thinking that we need to put a bit into the in the production of the track?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I think, yeah. It's more of an experiment for me to create these limitations. Like, if we can limit the amount of extraneous overdubs and additives to the song, hopefully the song will be, it'll come to fruition quicker, which I think on this occasion it came together pretty quick. We recorded it in one afternoon.
Yeah, but I guess that's the best way to go about it. I mean, most great songs really don't take that long. The process sort of just comes naturally, doesn't it?
Well, they, you know, good songs are hard to come by, and they don't come along frequently. You know, some songs you labour over, and some come out of the sky. And this is one that just sort of fell in my lap, so I thought we'd better get it recorded.
Perfect, perfect. Ash, well, thank you so much for taking a massive chunk out of your time to have a chat, and congratulations on the 25th anniversary of the band.
Thanks, Blake. We really appreciate the chance to push the band, and yeah, thanks for having me in.